So here I am, ready to administer the first lesson. Boston Crab 101. I reached down and hooked her legs, locking them under my armpits as she looked up, stunned and rattled from that bulldog, and I slowly turned her over onto her stomach. Tanya looked on in horror, just like I wanted her to. My movements were slow, you see, deliberate, purposeful. I wanted her to see exactly what I was doing to her wife and to anticipate the screams that would follow. Her and my Megan were sat directly opposite me. So when I completed the Boston Crab, they had a perfect eyeline to me. And this bitch's exposed crotch. Like the view, Tanya? I grinned as I leaned back and made Lisa scream in agony. Her back bent awfully, paying this cunt back for that camel clutch she was working me in.
Oh, I don't think Lisa's enjoying herself anymore.
I taunt before turning my head to peek at my screaming opponent as she clutches her hair.
Are you bitch?
I scream, yanking on her legs harder. My stance is strong, legs splayed wide, giving myself a solid base to balance as I lean back and hurt her more. She's fighting it, of course. Everybody does. When they're face down and screaming in agony, their face and breasts crushed against the tough canvas, all they want is to get out. Two ways that happens. One, you make it to the ropes. Two, you place your hands on the canvas and you push, trying to straighten out your legs and throw off your opponent. Now, we're in the middle of the ring, so the chances of her getting to the ropes, pretty fucking slim. And the odds of her throwing me off her? I'm a professional fucking wrestler with perfect form and merciless execution. This bitch isn't gonna power out. Not now. Not ever. But that doesn't mean I'll beat her either. Oh no. I've got her locked all right. I could make her tap any time I want, but I don't want that. Not yet. I want to make this last. I want to put this cunt through the ringer. So I bend her slowly, forcing her to scream and cry out, making her suffer. But the moment I think she might tap, I ease up. Give her a taste of hope, just a sliver. Let her think she might stand a fucking chance. That she's tougher than she really is. I can feel that hope rising. The timbre of her screams change from agonized, hopeless pain to anguished, stubborn resistance. I can feel her pushing harder, trying to straighten her legs and throw me off. I shuffle a little, lean forward, let her drown in the euphoric joy of freedom. She's doing it. She's going to escape. Yes! She's doing it. And that's the exact moment I fucking wreck her. Leaning back with all my power, I chuckle evilly, her screams returning to that high-pitched broken shrill of before, as that oasis becomes a mirage and she's right back where she started. God, I fucking love pro wrestling.